From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. An early morning stabbing rampage took place at a high school in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania. The suspect, a 16-year-old male student, is now in custody. 19 students were injured in the attack, in addition to a 60-year-old security guard who was hurt while attempting to subdue the suspect. No fatalities are reported, though some students suffered serious injuries and are being treated at a local hospital. The police chief said a student or staff member pulled the fire alarm when the attack began, which helped in getting the school evacuated. Murraysville Police Chief Thomas Seifeld said the assistant principal of Franklin Regional High School outside Pittsburgh helped get the student into custody. Chief Seifeld said quick action prevented more people from getting injured in the attack.
It's my opinion that today, you know, as unfortunate as it is, and again, you know, hearts go out to all the victims and their families. I think it could have been a lot worse if there was an immediate interaction that occurred. The fire alarm being pulled probably assisted with evacuating the school, and that was a good thing that was done.
Tension continues to build over pro-Moscow protesters that have taken over government buildings in Ukraine. Ukraine's Interior Minister Arsen Avakov said that within 48 hours, the activists must join talks with the state, or they will face the use of force. The U.S. and NATO have accused Russia of using unrest in eastern Ukraine to further destabilize the country and say Moscow has brought around 40,000 Russian troops to the eastern Ukrainian border. But Russia insists there is no reason for concern, saying the troops are only participating in routine military exercises. The murder trial of South African Paralympic athlete Oscar Pistorius continued, with a grueling cross-examination that left the defendant emotional. Pistorius told the prosecutor that he had made a terrible mistake in killing girlfriend Reva Steenkamp after he mistook her for an intruder. He refused to look at a picture of his heavily wounded girlfriend when asked to by the prosecution, and he insists this is not a case of murder. Newly released data on the U.S. social insurance program Medicare reveals a small fraction of doctors are paid millions of dollars. An AP analysis of the data reveals just over 300 doctors make more than $3 million in Medicare government payouts. Washington correspondent Daniel Wrenches reports.
The detailed data on payouts from the Medicare system shows that by far the highest paid doctors are ophthalmologists, with one eye specialist in Florida making almost $21 million from Medicare payments alone. The Associated Press found that of the 825,000 physicians, 344 get over $3 million. Medicare provides health insurance to those aged over 65 and to younger people with disabilities.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Japanese car giant Toyota has announced a recall of 6.4 million vehicles worldwide. The faulty cars have a variety of issues, including airbags not deploying and car seats moving out of place during crashes. It's the second largest recall in the company's history. The number of people in the African nation of Guinea thought to have been killed by the Ebola virus has passed 100. This is according to the United Nations World Health Organization, who say it's one of the toughest outbreaks they've ever had to deal with. William Denslow reports from the UN in New York.
The first case of Ebola was reported last month, originating in the southern part of Guinea, and the virus has since spread into neighboring countries. The United Nations World Health Organization say it could take as long as 4 months to contain the outbreak, due largely to the porous borders between many West African nations. There is no known cure for the Ebola virus, which is spread by close contact.
The search for missing Malaysian Airlines flight MH370 has been reinvigorated after searchers relocated audible signals from the plane. Here's Arthur Stevens from Australia.
33 days after the Boeing 777 vanished from radars with 239 people on board, it was announced on Wednesday that two acoustic signals had been picked up from a 4.5 kilometre deep part of the Indian Ocean. While the signals were several kilometres apart, they were effectively redetections after a pair of signals were picked up in the same 1,300 square kilometre area by the same Australian ship over the weekend.
And U.S. Republicans have blocked a bill supported by President Obama aimed at ensuring equal pay for men and women. Republicans said the Paycheck Fairness Act was a political ploy for Democrats during an election year. But supporters say there's clear evidence women still make only 77 cents to every dollar earned by men. And that's the latest feature story news. Rebecca Foster reporting.